It's possible that this latest crisis for Israel is something of a long-term event, a crisis that's been brewing since 9/11, when the Arab-Israeli conflict, as tense as ever, slipped from the center of the world stage in global affairs, possibly dwarfed by President Bush's war on terror, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, even the conflict between India and Pakistan over all kinds of issues. Or there are short-term consequences to Israel finding itself as isolated in the world as it's ever been as it prepares to inaugurate a new right-wing government. Joining us to talk about the new isolation of Israel is Ethan Bronner, a New York Times writer, Jerusalem-based correspondent who has a piece on this sense of isolation, which is in some sense not a whole lot new for Israelis, but is manifesting itself in interesting and perhaps frustrating ways. Ethan, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, John. Yes, I mean, the truth is that Israel was, of course, very isolated in the 1970s. 1975, the UN General Assembly declared Zionism to be racism. And then what happened is at the end of the 80s, when Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization began to negotiate and the Oslo process began in the early 90s, there was a flowering of diplomatic activity for Israel. It established relations with India, with a bunch of Arab countries and African countries that had never acknowledged it before. What's happening now is, with the ongoing failure of peace efforts and the fact that Israel has just fought a war in Gaza that many people disapproved of, is that it is feeling a very distinct chill around the world.
And at a time when the diplomatic momentum, either in the peace process or within Israel itself, is at a really low ebb.
At a really low ebb. In fact, assuming the government that looks like it's coming into power comes into power, and we can talk about that in a minute because there is a little blip on that screen, but assuming Benjamin Netanyahu does come in with a narrow right-wing government and has a man named Avigdor Lieberman as his foreign minister, there is every reason in the world to think that that ebb will not go away. That is to say that this is, both of them say that a Palestinian state is not on their immediate agenda.
I wanted to bring up something that is starting to circulate now, which is that there is what's called Durban 2, which is an anti-racism, you know, UN NGO conference. One of them happened right before 9/11 in South Africa, in Durban. And the U.S. and Israel walked out over anti-Zionist, you know, basically Palestinian and other protests. Are you caught up on the state of play with what's being called Durban 2 and whether Israel is still considering going or whether
Israel is absolutely boycotting Durban 2 and has been working for months to get its allies in the United States and in Europe to boycott with it. And the United States has essentially said that it will do so. A number of European countries have as well. What they've all sort of conditioned it on the documents, the preparatory documents of Durban, to unless they're changed, they're not going to come. And that's because of all the conflicts and problems in the world, Israel is singled out in these documents. And they've all said they're not going to go. Now, if they do not, if they change them, that will be something else. But so far, the change has not been to the satisfaction of Israel or of a bunch of its allies.
Is there a do-or-die date by which changes would need to be made in order to come back and look at the decision?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
The thing is, in a few weeks, so it can't be very far away. My guess is that the boycott will go forward from a bunch of countries, obviously including Israel.
Now, you mentioned before that there's a blip on the formation of the new government under Benjamin Netanyahu. But the face of Avigdor Lieberman as foreign minister is likely to exacerbate just this very Durban issue and other relations, particularly in the Muslim world. How is Lieberman likely to be received in places like Ankara in Turkey?
Well, if Lieberman, in fact, becomes foreign minister, I think it's going to be a very difficult road for him. He's going to be viewed, because of statements he has made about Arabs and about Israeli Arabs and about Egypt and so on, with great hostility. And I think it'll be very hard for him and for Israel to win acceptance. Now, the blip I mentioned is that Benjamin Netanyahu, who is being asked to form this government, is working very hard to persuade parties in the center and left to join him instead of the parties to the right. And there has been some activity on that in the last couple of days. Ehud Barak, the defense minister, seems to want to try to persuade his colleagues in the Labor Party to join the government. The party's been offered a whole bunch of important ministries, and the party seems to be split over it. I don't think we'll know for several days, but that's what's going on.
All right, Ethan Bronner, thanks so much for joining us. Ethan Bronner is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the New York Times.